Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Cause it ain't easy being strong, and when I can't forget you're gone, I just surrender.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In New York City, police released updated photos of the gunman they say yesterday fatally shot the UnitedHealthcare CEO, offering a less grainy but still partial look at his face. Investigators say they found three inscribed shell casings, too. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in Midtown Manhattan.
Police now have a good sense of who the shooter is, and they are still looking for him. He left clues here at the scene, including writings on the very bullets he fired.
Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth spending a fourth day this week holding talks with senators who will vote on his confirmation, telling reporters he still has the backing of President-elect Trump. ABC News has learned Trump has not made any calls to lawmakers pushing for support and has been talking with possible replacements. Two earthquakes shook Northern California today, the first near Humboldt County, a 7.0, triggering a brief tsunami warning. It's since been lifted. This is ABC News. A top McDonald's executive vowing to earn back consumer trust after the company's recent E. coli outbreak left one person dead and sickened more than 100 others.
The E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's restaurants in Colorado and other western states is officially over. But McDonald's USA President Joe Erlinger tells ABC News the work is not done.
Food safety at McDonald's is actually everybody's business. You know, we make it our priority in our headquarters. It's a priority in our nearly 13,500 restaurants. It's a priority across our supplier facilities.
McDonald's stopped using the supplier of onions connected to the outbreak. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The jury in New York City continuing a third day of deliberations in the case of Daniel Penny and the trial of the chokehold. And now a new civil lawsuit has been filed against the former Marine by the father of the man he is accused of killing. Andre Zachary alleges Penny's negligence directly led to his son's death. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Your forecast as we're heading into tonight, calling for lows down to around 9, clear to partly cloudy skies, west winds 4 to 7. Friday, partly cloudy, highs of 30, west winds around 10. Friday night, lows of 17 with a few clouds, and Saturday, partly sunny, highs of 40. With east winds at 5, we're at 22 degrees.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
100.9 WRCO.
Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Stoplights blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene, and above all this bustle, you'll hear.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
Heavens to Betsy, I don't know if you can hear me. Appear you're coming in clear as a bell. Heavens to Betsy, I finally quit the drinking. So I hate that my demons put you through hell. And I bet you're just as surprised as I.
Center. as surprised as I am.
Jackson Dean, Heavens to Betsy. Later this hour, not far from now, we'll actually be having an early evening news broadcast around 4:30 as we prepare for Packer football tonight. The Packers will be taking on the Detroit Lions, pregame at 5 and kickoff at 7:15. So that's still to come right here on WRCO. But right now, we'll head back to music for a bit with Colt Ford and Jake Owen. Here's back.
Simple then, dirt bike and a fishing pole and a fishing hole with all my friends. Nothing better than a BB gun in my backyard just hunting squirrels. Took a ring from my mama's drawer and gave it to this little girl. Her mama called mine and then my daddy had to have a talk. I remember like yesterday what he said when we took that walk. Son, don't you ever tell no lie, even if the truth burns. Every day my mind goes back to all those lessons learned. And I wanna go
back when life was simple as that. Didn't know I'd miss it so bad. When this whole world had way less worries, nobody in a hurry, yeah, bad. To mama's home cooking and dad was baiting my hook, and I'm sitting on a tailgate thinking about those days. Just wish I was back.
I remember that Texaco that Mr. Logan used to own. They turned it into something else and Mr. Logan's long gone. My best friend David, he grew up riding in a wheelchair. Thought I'd give $1 million if that old boy was still here. Ain't it funny how time goes by and memories seem to fade away? They built a parking lot on the baseball field we used to play. That skating rink closed down, but now I see it's back again. I remember those all-night skates, very first days in my old friend.
Man, life was simple as that. Didn't know I'd miss it so bad. When this whole world had way less worries, nobody in a hurry, yeah, bad. To mama's home cooking and dad was baiting my hook, and I'm sitting on a tailgate thinking about those days. Just wish I was.
Son, he's still as tough as ever. Him and my little boy are best friends now. Wish it could last forever. My mama's still the one I talk to when I need advice. She never ever let me down. God, what will I do when she's not around?
Back when life was simple as that. I didn't know I'd miss it so bad. When this whole world had way less worries, nobody in a hurry, yeah, back to mama's home.
You really don't know just exactly what you're doing to me, do ya? I try to play it cool, but I'm a fool each time you look at me that way. Your way, what can I say? Boy, you turn me on. Indescribable. Eyes bluer than the bluest bluebird flying up in the bluest sky. No lie that I am falling for. Every little thing about you, every little thing that you do, feels the way that it's supposed to. When you la 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 love someone just the way that heaven made it, I just want to celebrate it.
Are you looking to upgrade your sleep experience? Stop into Wirtz Bed & Linen in Spring Green. See our exceptional line of high-quality Wisconsin-made mattresses. This holiday season, receive free delivery and disposal on all mattress products. Also, receive 10% off our already unbeatable prices, plus 15% off all mattress accessories. Our new store hours, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
It's Country Christmas in Spring Green this weekend. The festive activities start with a holiday light parade on Friday at 6 p.m. Capture the magic of the season with photos and breakfast with Santa and Mrs. Claus Saturday at the River Valley Elementary School from 8 until 11 a.m. Holiday craft bazaars, cookie walk, book sale, free kids movies, and you can end Saturday night at holiday fireworks in the park at the North Park in Spring Green beginning at 6 p.m. Take a drive through the River Valley area and enjoy the Neighborhood Lights competition. For more information, visit springgreen.com. Spring Green's Country Christmas sponsors include the People's Community Bank, Kramer Brothers, Cardinal Glass Industries, Prem Meats, Right Way Plaza, and Tri-County Building Supply and Flooring Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Wilkinson Auctions huge equipment consignment auction Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This equipment auction features two farm lines and tons of quality equipment, including tractors, planting and tillage equipment, trucks, trailers, ATVs, skid loaders, dozers, and cattle equipment. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The December Equipment Consignment Auction, Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
It's magic and memories,
magic and
wonders and wishes,
wonders and
when it touches your heart,
it feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Has any lyric, any melody touched the human heart as often or as deeply as Silent Night? It has been recorded more than any other song in history. Though old, it always seems brand new, even in its familiarity. I don't think Joseph Moore, who wrote the lyrics, or Franz Guber, who wrote the music, would ever have dreamed in 1817 Austria that the carol written so quickly to fill a void would echo down the centuries and touch the hearts of tens of millions. God obviously reached down to touch a lowly priest and a poor schoolteacher, to use them as instruments to give a marvelous gift to the world, a gift that will remind of the greatest gift of all. To me, Silent Night, Holy Night, is the ribbon that binds that gift in the joy of the everlasting. I am indeed grateful for its lyric and its melody to God, to be sure, but also to a man named Joseph Moore, a humble priest, and Franz Gruber, a struggling schoolteacher who left their mark upon the world. I'm Gib Forster. Have a Merry Christmas.
The residents and staff of Schmidt Woodland Hills wish you and your family all the warmth of this holiday season has to offer. Have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year filled with peace and joy.
It feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Hi, it's Carl from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, wishing you a joyous Christmas season filled with love, laughter, and safe travels.
100.9 WRCO. I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numbed the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next, all I know I couldn't stop. Word got around to the butterflies and the Baptist. My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup running. I could be just a little less dramatic, like a Kennedy when Camelot went down in flames. Leave it to me to be holding the matches when the fire trucks show up and there's nobody else to blame. Can't get revenge and keep a spotless reputation. Sometimes revenge is a choice you gotta make. A softer generation where you get a grip and bite your lip just to save a little face. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup running. Cross your knees, dodge your eyes, and never let them see you cry. Go and fix your makeup, well, it's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy.
shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long may the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, now was born, led by the light of faith serenely beaming, with glowing hearts by his cradle we stand. By light of a star sweetly gleaming, here came the wise men from the Orient land. The King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger. In all our tribe,
on WRCO is sponsored by Jet Feed, Seed, and Such. Stop by 880 North Orange Street today and see the difference. A difference your animals will notice.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In New York City, police released updated photos of the gunman they say yesterday fatally shot the UnitedHealthcare CEO, offering a less grainy but still partial look at his face. Investigators say they found three inscribed shell casings, too. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in Midtown Manhattan.
Police now have a good sense of who the shooter is, and they are still looking for him. He left clues here at the scene, including writings on the very bullets he fired.
Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth spending a fourth day this week holding talks with senators who will vote on his confirmation, telling reporters he still has the backing of President-elect Trump. ABC News has learned Trump has not made any calls to lawmakers pushing for support and has been talking with possible replacements. Two earthquakes shook Northern California today, the first near Humboldt County, a 7.0, triggering a brief tsunami warning. It's since been lifted. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO 100.9
FM, Richland Center. WRCO's Evening News, sponsored today by Wilson Door and Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step toward making your building project an experience you'll never forget. Tonight, we'll be seeing lows down to around 9, clear to partly cloudy skies, and Friday, look for partly cloudy skies, highs near 30. Right now, though, it is 20 degrees.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire has announced a number of positive norovirus cases on campus over the last few weeks. According to a press release, the university and Eau Claire City County Health Department are working to determine the origin of the virus, but are advising students and staff to take precautions to cut down on the spread of the highly contagious disease. University officials are especially warning students about gathering in large groups, especially as the weather cools down and people spend more time indoors. Wisconsin health officials are warning of a spike in respiratory illnesses during the holiday season. According to the Department of Health Services, record travel over the week of Thanksgiving has resulted in an increase in respiratory illnesses over the last week, as well as an increase in hospitalizations. Health officials also noted that Wisconsin residents are slightly behind average when it comes to flu vaccination rates, so they're reminding everyone to get vaccinated to protect themselves and others during the holiday season. Wisconsin's spring election will be held Tuesday, April 1st. It will include local officials and school boards. Four alderpersons on the Richland Center City Council are up for re-election. They are Karen Tepley, representing District 1, Wards 1, 2, and 3, Mark Chambers, representing District 2, Wards 4, 5, and 6, Melanie Walters, representing District 3, Wards 7, 8, and 9, and Steve Downs, representing District 4, Wards 10, 11, and 12. Richland Center residents wishing to represent their ward must pick up nomination forms in the city clerk's office. Area school boards will also be holding elections. Two seats are up for election in the Richland School District, Area 2 West covering the village Boaz and the townships of Bloom, Sylvan, Marshall, Aiken, Dayton, Richwood, and Eagle, currently held by Aaron Unbehan, and Area 3 City currently held by Neil Huntmer. Both are for a three-year term. Neil Huntmer has filed a notification of non-candidacy. Three seats are up for the election in the River Valley School District. They are Area 3, which covers the town of Clyde in Iowa County, currently held by Jeff Meyer; Area 6, which covers the village of Spring Green in Sauk County, currently represented by Sarah Young; and Area 9, which covers the village of Plain in Sauk County, currently represented by John Bettinger. All forms must be turned in to their respective office by 5 o'clock Tuesday evening, January 7th, to appear on the spring ballot. If a primary is necessary, it will be held February 18th. With the holiday season in full swing, the Something Special from Wisconsin program can help consumers choose products for meals and gifts that support local Wisconsin businesses. The program's nearly 500 member companies offer a wide variety of products, including books, gardening supplies, dairy products, snacks, candles, cooking and baking kits, beverages, sweets, and more. 77th Alice in Dairyland Haley Heinzel is featuring products from several SSFW members in television and radio interviews, newspaper articles, blog posts, and social media through Saturday. She was on the WRCO Morning Show with Phil Nee.
I am featuring some products from the Something Special from Wisconsin program, meaning that 50% of their ingredients, production, or processing are done or completed in Wisconsin.
To help consumers choose the perfect Wisconsin product this holiday season, Heinzel has some suggestions.
I am really excited to be featuring some that you may think of using more for the warmer weather. It's for our holiday gifts for our friends who maybe are dreaming of summer already. My first product is Jay's Barbecue from Ripon, Wisconsin. The two flavors I am featuring this month is a surprisingly sweet and savory cranberry jalapeno chutney and their incredibly versatile Kentucky White, a mustard and mayo-based sauce with hints of garlic, horseradish, and lemon. So even if you're not into barbecue sauce, they still have tons of different options. They were established in 2014, and they are a woman-owned and operated company inspired by and named after Susan's son, Jaden, who suffered a stroke at birth, resulting in the development of cerebral palsy and epilepsy. The Jay's Barbecue defines family, community, and service. With Honor, they cater 19 Wisconsin armories and offer something special from Wisconsin products across the nation.
She even has suggestions for those with furry friends.
Of course, lots of people will buy treats and things for their dogs, but this is more for our dog-owning friends. You'll love Talk Dog to Me. The brand was created to educate the public about puppy mills and how to create legislation to end cruelty to animals in Wisconsin. They have a large range of apparel for people and pups to help keep you both stylish no matter the season.
You can also do some gardening in the winter months.
Woolets are a great sustainable option for maintaining a healthy, beautiful garden or potted plant. The wool pellets, made from 100% renewable wool, are an amazing all-natural soil amendment and slow-release fertilizer meant to replace peat moss and petroleum-based hydrogels in your soil. Woolets hold 30 times their weight in water, slowly releasing it into your soil along with naturally occurring fertilizers and micronutrients. They break down over the course of a year, aerating your soil as they decompose and become one with the earth.
The red and yellow SSFW logo is a quick, reliable way to identify genuine Wisconsin products. For more information and a complete list of SSFW members, visit somethingspecialwi.com. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has announced that his staff will be available for mobile office hours this Friday. These office hours give constituents the opportunity to meet with Senator Johnson's staff to request assistance with a federal agency or other federal matters. Staff will be at Dodgeville City Hall Friday from noon to 1 and at Prairie du Chien City Hall from 3 to 4. Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Laura Pifrone.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84, of Spring Green, died November 27th at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. Burial will be held Friday at 10 in the Norway Grove Cemetery in DeForest. Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84, of Spring Green. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, 71, of Spring Green, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial will be established in Rick's name. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, 71, of Spring Green. Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Richland Hospital. A gathering of family and friends will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date at the Basswoods Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center. Jeffrey Lee Corning, 69, of Laval, died Sunday. A funeral service will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 1:30. A luncheon will be held after the service at Club Chaparral in Waniwak. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Laval Team Penning Association. Jeffrey Lee Corning, 69, of Laval. Marge Sherwin, 75, of Richland Center, died Saturday at a Grace Hospice Care in Fitchburg. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 11 until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Marge Sherwin, 75, of Richland Center. Lawrence Paul Larry Kataravic, 75, of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County, died unexpectedly last Thursday at Aspirus Hospital, Wausau. Funeral services will be held Saturday, December 14th at 11 o'clock at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center with burial in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday, December 14th from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to White Tails Unlimited, Wisconsin headquarters. Lawrence Paul, Larry Kataravic, 75, of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County. Ronald G. Klang, 68, of Cazenovia, died Wednesday at home due to long-term complications from an ATV accident in 2016. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, December 15th, from 1 to 3 at Boston's Spa in Cazenovia. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Cazenovia EMS, Cazenovia Private Landowners ATV Club, or charity of choice. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Ronald G. Klang, 68, of Cazenovia. In birth news from Burnsville, Minnesota, Autumn Crary and Thomas Blade had a daughter, Sylvia Daisy. Local grandparents are Mark and Mary Crary.
Ever go to the trouble to grill or cook something only to have it lacking? Stop by Walsh's Ace Hardware and check out the extensive line of rubs, sauces, marinades, and brines. They have popular names like Meat Church, Big Mo, Myron Mixon, and Cosmos. Look for specialty items. Look for General's Hot Sauce, Lily's, and Bee's rubs you won't find everywhere. They even carry locally made sauces. Check out a new flavor and amp up that next cookout from Walsh's Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
At the Creative Outlet, we carry resale clothing for the whole family.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a chilly one shaping up tonight, feeling more like late December than early December with the temperatures running a good 10 degrees below normal, but at least the winds will be lighter with high pressure in control. Quiet weather continues tomorrow. There's just a weak system skirting through northern Wisconsin with a couple of flurries tomorrow morning, otherwise partial sun. Saturday, a warm-up continues as the airflow comes in from the southwest. Again, a chance of a little light snow Saturday morning in the northern tip of the state, but it should stay dry around here. The warmest weather of the period will come Sunday, but also a weather system moving through the Midwest could spawn some very light precipitation by the evening. That would be in the form of drizzle or light rain. Looks like any heavier rain will wait until it gets off to the east of Wisconsin Sunday night into Monday to get going. So we're looking at very little precipitation through early next week. Temperatures will cool down again as we head toward Tuesday and Wednesday back to normal before the next warm-up hits heading into the following weekend. The forecast for tonight, generally clear to partly cloudy, low temperature about 9 degrees, light westerly wind. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a touch warmer with a high near 29 degrees. West wind close to 10. For Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, and mild. Low near 17 with a high close to 40 degrees. For Sunday, increasing clouds and even warmer, low 30, high of 50. Slight chance of drizzle or sprinkles by late evening. Monday, a small chance of drizzle early in the day. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, not quite as warm. Low in the mid-30s with a high of 43. For Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy and seasonably cool. Low 23 with a high of 31. Some light snow showers are possible at night. And Wednesday, mixed skies, breezy and cool. Chance of flurries in the morning. Low 15 with highs around 26 degrees. Have a nice evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It is a clear 20 degrees. Our high today was 26 and our low 6. Yesterday, we had a high of 36 degrees. We also received a half inch of snow. A record high on this day, 64, set back in 1998, while a record low of 15 below was set in 1886. Last year on this day, our high was 37 and our low 33. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:19. No precipitation. The barometer is at 30.35, and we have winds out of the east at 5. Again, it is a clear 20 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
If you're thinking about buying a house or refinancing your current house, you need to write this number down, 738-8765. I repeat, 738-8765. This is Jason Schultz with the Schultz Mortgage Team. Rates are going to start coming down. And if you're one of the people that have been waiting to buy a house when rates come down, get pre-approved today, whether it's a VA loan for veterans, an FHA loan, a USDA, or a conventional loan, including first-time home buyers. You need to call 738-8765 and get pre-approved today and be ready when you find your next house.
WRCO's Evening Sports Today is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's Great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Coming up, it'll be the Packers taking on the Lions tonight. Both teams, though, will be missing at least four starters when the Packers play at Ford Field against the Lions. Even though they have been able to practice, cornerback Jaire Alexander and wide receiver Romeo Dobbs won't be on the field for the game. Dobbs still hasn't cleared the concussion protocol, and Alexander is still dealing with a sore knee. The Packers will also go without linebacker Edgerrin Cooper and cornerback Corey Ballantyne. Our pregame just about underway here at 5, and the kickoff will be at 7:15. Badger 6'4" volleyball standout Sarah Franklin has been named the Big Ten Conference Player of the Year for the second time. The senior outside hitter helped Wisconsin rebound from a 1-3 start to the season to enter the playoffs with a record of 23-6. She was joined on the first team by senior hitter Anna Schmerich. The second team included junior middle blocker Carter Booth, freshman setter Charlie Feuerbringer, and senior outside hitter Julia Orzal. Libero Lola Schumacher was named to the all-freshman team.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's Great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. from residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders, two large bulk tanks. Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Someone once said, "All of my life I thought air was free until I bought a bag of potato chips." Schwartz Insurance believes that you should get what you pay for. Do you have the proper insurance protection? Schwartz Insurance can offer you a no-obligation quote on all of your insurance needs. Perhaps it's time for you to check on your insurance protection to be sure you are properly covered. Call 647-8891 for a quote that is all chips and no air.
Well, after Marquette's eight-game winning streak was ended by the Iowa State Cyclones on Wednesday night, the next action for Marquette and the Badgers in their in-state rivalry will be coming up Saturday. But both teams losing a game this week will definitely play a factor in their records, but also in what they are hoping to bounce back. While one team will slide two games in a row, the other team may be able to get some footing once more. Also in sports tonight in NBA action, it's Dallas at Washington. Cleveland plays host to Denver while Charlotte is at New York. Toronto will host Oklahoma City. Chicago is the Bulls are at San Antonio while New Orleans hosts Phoenix. Sacramento is at Memphis and Houston is at Golden State. The big game again for today being the Packers and the Detroit Lions coming up, but also in top 25 college basketball, it is Purdue at Penn State tonight. And that is a quick look at sports for WRCO. I'm Bo Hendricks.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Basketball, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
All About Pets on WRCO-FM is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Holiday gift shopping has begun. And shopping for pets can be just as daunting as shopping for humans. That said, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society offers the following suggestions. Grooming tools, food and water dishes, and pet beds make great gifts for pets. Avoid toys that have ribbons, strings, sewn-on decorations, or objects within objects, like bells inside a ball. Think twice before buying pet toys that cost a lot of money. Lots of times, pets like the boxes the toys come in better than the toys. And finally, remember the greatest gift that you can give your pets are the time you spend with them and your love. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
We're here with Mrs. George Bailey from It's a Wonderful Life.
Hello.
That moment in the movie where we learn
I get this so often.
Where we learn your daughter's name is Zuzu.
Oh.
You must hate her.
No.
Who names their child Zuzu?
It's short for something.
It's short for...
Zoom, zoom. To Spring Green. This week to see It's a Wonderful Life, performed as an old-time radio show, live on stage. Tickets and information at rivervalleyplayers.org.
I think I prefer Zuzu.
See?
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil B. Join me Saturday night for Old Time Rock and Roll. We'll have a radio party with Those Were the Days on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. We'll be cruising through the decades. We'll stop and park for a time in 1979. You could be the winner of some big prizes.
You could be the winner of a tour of Bloom City on Joanne Krulatz's bicycle.
The fun never stops on WRCO's Those Were the Days. We'll be flashing back with some great tunes from back when I was the leading scorer in the Scenic Central Conference in warm-ups. Those Were the Days on WRCO is sponsored in part by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Jones Chevrolet, Mindum Wealth Advisory Group, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, along with A&W of Boscobel, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, and Center Cinema. This Saturday night between 6 and midnight, take it back to the past with us on WRCO's Those Were the Days.
Do you have a Walk with Grace-related fundraiser coming up? Let Grace help spread the word. It's a win-win. Get your event advertised on their website, the fundraising page, social media, Facebook calendar of events, and more. Simply go to walkwithgrace.com/contact, fill out the quick form, and submit your information. It's just that simple. walkwithgrace.com/contact.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. California's Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency, saying damage assessments are coming in after a major earthquake and aftershocks rattled Northern California. Reports include a gas leak at a Humboldt County school, damage to home foundations and power outages. Seismologist Dr. Lucy Jones says the 7.0 magnitude is rare.
7.0 is a quite big earthquake. It happens somewhere in California only every once a decade or so. So it's not a common event, but it's something we expect to happen.
The earthquake triggered a tsunami warning for about an hour, leading to evacuations. President-elect Trump's picks to head up the new Department of Government Efficiency met with lawmakers today. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy have signaled they want to make an overhaul to some of the government agencies. Pete Hegseth, president-elect's picks for the defense secretary, facing an uphill battle for confirmation, meeting with senators again today. This is ABC News.